But then, apparently, once inside the Earth's atmosphere, this materialized craft begins to employ means of propulsion, and if it chances to come to a forced landing, we find it has an extremely hard metallic shell. Further, there are those little people whose bodies are found inside. Our profound ignorance. The basic difficulty we find in connecting these facts comes simply from our profound ignorance of the properties of etheric matter, and of its behavior when played upon by mind, energy. We do have analogous phenomena on our own plane, in projection, telekinesis, materialization, and forms of extended sensory perception, ESP, even though the run of their mill scientist may not accept any of them. An object created by thought energy anywhere in the omniverse may conceivably be placed at any desired point in our atmosphere and made visible and tangible to us, but the sequence of transformations involved, or the teaching concerning them, is not known to this writer. It seems to be true that a craft made of etheric matter, invisible to us, may still use a mechanical means of propulsion while outside our atmosphere, then use a variant of the same mechanical means while inside and visible. And whether the ship was mined, made in Polaria, Etheria, or Venus, Etheria or Earth Etheria, it was a thought, construct to begin with, as truly as a box or a table is an idea in the mind of its maker first of all. The carpenter thinks out his table in detail, that's making it in mind, stuff, then he uses mind, body energy to fill in his mind, stuff pattern with what we call physical and dense wood, stuff. That is materializing it. We can then see and touch his thought form for the first time. A good clairvoyant of course can see it as a thought form sometimes, and sometimes it can be impressed on photographic plates. This mind, origin of our whole objective world, in some sense, is a truism both of philosophy and of speculative science. But the existence of things in astral, etheric, mental matter is largely closed to us because of the limits of sense, perception. Rending the veil. The question is often asked, if the Etherians visit us mainly to gain information about conditions here, and for their own historical archives, why go to the trouble of ethercraft construction? Why not obtain all such information by projection of consciousness in one mode or another? An answer appears to be that they are intensely desirous of awakening Earth people to an awareness of other forms and regions of life than our own, for our own sake and for theirs also. It is the opinion of the present writer that our present civilization and culture have reached an impasse, for which there is no solution in the normal course of events. And whether we make bombs or leave them taking to our enemies, we shall come to the same destruction from them. The real problem is the underlying selfishness and fear, and these are incurable by any means which we can and will use. But it is possible, even probable, that great events, either of a supernormal order, or great cataclysms of nature, may so stun and dominate the minds of men, that they will turn aside from old thoughts and consider ways of brotherhood and mutual understanding. It is probable that this thought is in the minds of our Etherian brothers also, and that as a last resort they may intervene, with all impartiality, in our tangled affairs. Closing words. Meadlane, 1882-1961, was an early researcher of ufology and parapsychology, best known for proposing an early version of the interdimensional hypothesis to explain flying saucer sightings. Prior to his public work studying UFOs, Lane was professor at the University of Southern California, and English department head at Illinois Wesleyan University and Florida Southern College. Etheria. Lane speculated that, rather than representing advanced military or extraterrestrial technology, flying saucers were piloted by beings from a parallel dimension, which he called Etheria, and their ether ships were usually invisible but could be seen when their atomic motion became slow enough. 2. He further claimed that Etherians could become stranded on the terrestrial plane when their ether ships malfunctioned. 3. And that various governments were aware of these vertical bar incidents and had investigated them. Furthermore, Lane argued that Etherians and their ether ships inspired much of Earth's mythology and religion, but that they were truly mortal beings despite having a high level of technological and spiritual advancement. He claimed that their motive in coming to the terrestrial plane of existence was to reveal their accumulated wisdom to humanity. These revelations would be relayed through individuals with sufficiently developed psychic abilities, allowing them to contact the Aetherians and communicate with them directly. 3. In particular, he relied extensively on the mediumship of Mark Propert as confirmation of his theories. See or listen to a book on this theme.